Market Corporation nervously presents The Ken Dodd Show, a completely chaotic conglomeration of cosmophlegic correctations giving rise to columinous cries of calumic cocketatiousness.
Calumic cocketatiousness!
And now meet the cause of all this contemptuous conjuration and crepitoptic crocodilious contortions, the jam butty kid, Ken Dodd.
Thank you! Thank you! Thank you! Thank you! Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you to Judith, looking as stunning as ever in patent leather clogs, off the top teeth and a purple pinny. Today, ladies and gentlemen, as I stand here before you with hope in my heart and a hole in my sock, I can quite honestly say that I've never felt so rectangular. I'm full of chunkishness. I've never felt so completely discomnicorated in all me dicky mint. And what a great pleasure it is. What a great pleasure it is to be back again with all me old mates. I'd better make sure we're all here. Right, I'll call the register. John Lorry?
Here.
Graham Stark?
Here.
Judith Chalmers?
Yes.
When? Oh, sorry. Right. Let battle commence, lads. And next we have...
Good morning.
Good morning. As I was saying, we must all pull ourselves together, because in time...
I'm collecting for old sailors.
I'm terribly sorry, Mrs. We haven't got one left.
Have you got any retired soldiers, then?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, give us a kiss.
No!
Is there no peace in this house?
I'm sorry, Mother. Ladies and gentlemen, we're terribly sorry that our dear friend Percy Edwards couldn't be with us today, but unfortunately, the cat got him. Do you know what I think I'll do now? I think I'll have a read of my James Bond book. Here we are, page 23. That's what I was up to. Bond flung his tired body into bed, and as he eased his way in between the silken sheets, he felt something soft and warm. It was a pound and a half of sausages. Suddenly the door opened. It was the beautiful Natasha. She looked at Bond's strong white teeth. He blushed and tried to hide the glass. The hairs on Bond's chest. The hairs on Bond's chest stood up and rubbed their back legs together. He knew that Natasha was working for the Chinese Minister of Railways, Dr. Fu Man Choo-Choo. Choo-Choo. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Graham Stark to tell us something about the countryside in June. Mr. Stark.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all like, sort of, you know, like fields and grass and that.
Thank you.
Couple of, like, you know, stupid-looking cars chewing grass and, like, sort of going...
How very descriptive. A true lover of nature.
When I get the chance, yeah.
We're much obliged. Now, as every true naturalist knows, if you cross a tiger with a pig, you get striped sausages.
And a lot of good that'll do us.
Go on, you miserable old twazzer.
You'll be a mother yourself one day. I've only got the old age pension.
And we've got our theatre critic, Mr. Kenneth Dodnan, who's going to review the play which opened in the West End last week, called And No Moss Grows. Mr. Dodnan.
Well, I must be perfectly honest and say that I've never seen such a load of old... Sir Lawrence. Sir Lawrence really amazed me that an actor of his standard could say such lines as, Hello, Gladys, how's you? And how Dame Sybil could possibly expect us to believe her surprise, I don't know, because I think that we all knew from the very first act that Cecil was nothing but a...
Don't panic.
Go on, off it, go on.
Next, we have a highly educational item, which should prove of great interest to teachers, students...
And drunks fast asleep up back entries.
It's University of the Air. This week, we visit Knotty Ash University, where Professor Doddy, who holds the chair for tickleology, will answer questions from his students. Professor Doddy has already begun his lecture.
And there you are. And when you find yourself in a situation of this nature, there is only one logical way out. Try for a double top, and if you miss with your first error, have a go for one of the bottom ones. Hey up, lads, we're on. Right. Any questions?
I am an agricultural student.
Yes, I had noticed. Now, what is your problem?
Well, how is it that an American farmer can grow rhubarb to a height of 25 feet?
I think I can best answer that question musically. How can an American farmer grow rhubarb to a height of 25 feet? The musical answer to this question is...
Champion the Wonder Horse.
is the Prime Minister of Israel.
Manifesto.
Who was the first man to be arrested under the Peeping Tom Act in Turkey?
Mustafa Deco.
Well, what do you know?
Did you know that next week a lecture is being given on the common cold at the Royal Halibut Hoyle?
Well, what do you know?
And did you know that turning out just about the most swinging sound on the pop scene today is the speciality of our guests for this week? And very welcome they are too. Dave Berry and the Cruisers.
It's best to say nothing at all. Just let me love you while I can. When I'm gone, you'll understand. But if you wait for love, you may be too late for love. This day you'll never forget. When I'm gone, you'll have no regret. Today, I'll remember this day for a long, long time. And I'll remember the way that I heard you say you're all mine. Just let me love you while I can. When I'm gone, you'll understand. That if you wait for love, you may be too late for love. Today you're mine, can't you see? It's now or never for me. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, just let me love you while I can. When I'm gone, you'll understand. That if you wait for love, you may be too late for love. This day you'll never forget. When I'm gone, you'll have no regret. Down, 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 down.
Hello, all you do-it-yourself maniacs. This is your old do-it-yourself chum, Andy Mann. Now, I'll just finish this little job and then I'll be right with you. I'm just going to put this large plant pot over the wife's head to see if I can trap the earwigs. No, actually, I've just had one of those garden sheds delivered, you know, all in sections, and I'm just about to put it together. It won't take 5 minutes right now. I get all me tackle.
Oh, sir. And when... Good morning, Mr. Mann.
Oh, hello. Oh, it's the little lad from next door. Norman Noel. Just look at him staring over the top of the fence at me with those great big round spectacles of his. Good morning, Chi-Chi. Any luck in Moscow? Right, now, get on with the job, nosy little beggar. Right, now, Now, this looks like one of the side pieces. I think this should fit here into what...
Excuse me, but I think if you consult the plan, you'll find that Section A slots into Section B and is held securely in place simply by using the 6 4-inch bolts.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Yes, well, that's all right. No school this morning, Norman?
No, I've got a nasty cold.
Oh, well, you'd better wrap up then, hadn't you? Put a scarf on. As tightly as possible. Here, perhaps I can help you. Syrup of figs is very good for a cold, Norman. About half a pint should do it.
Mr. Mann.
Norman, stand and watch me by all means, but don't try and tell me how to do a simple little job like this. Now then, what does this mean here? Nulp. What the heck's nulp?
Oh, that says plan. You're holding it upside down.
Oh. Oh, yes, so I am. Here, would you like a couple of bull's eyes, Norman? Just put your neck in this vice.
Yes. You can't dispute the fact, I'm not disputing it, that you've got a much greater experience than I, but it doesn't necessarily follow that you've got the greater knowledge. Now, if you like...
I'm warning you, Norman. I'm warning... Listen, Sunshine. Do you see this electric drill?
Yes.
Well, it's plugged in and ready. Now, if you don't watch it, you'll find yourself with another nostril. Will you let me... put my shed up the way I want to do it. Oh, there you are. Oh, it's fairly shooting up.
Yes, but Mr. Man.
But Mr. Man, nothing. Be quiet. Nearly finished. There. Ah, sure. Now then, there's not much wrong with that, is there? Now, I'll just go and tell my dear lady wife to come and have a look. And she... Oh, dear, I can't get out. Where's the flipping door?
It's in the roof.
Oh, flipping heck. Oh, dear. Here, help me, Norm. Norman, Sunshine, come and help me. Norman, dear. Come in, I'm Bobby the Bunny Rabbit Man. Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
What is it?
Are you there?
Yes?
Hello?
What do you want?
Anybody in?
Yes, what do you want?
Hello?
Who is it?
Hello?
Yes, it's me.
I've just been over to the... Hello? Are you there?
Yes.
I asked them about the... Anybody, are you in?
Oh, please. Could you stop this hello? Are you in? No, I am in. I'm here. You're driving me up the wall. Look, if you've got something for say, for heaven's sake, say it and get out. What do you want?
Hello?
Oh, no.
Oh, she can't be in. I'll call back later. Today, ladies and gentlemen, sees the 89th anniversary of a truly remarkable man.
Yeah.
Hey. His name is irrelevant. Timothy Cuthbert Irrelevant. OBE, KBE, MM, OO, yes.
Yeah.
He probably had that as well. At the age of 97, this great, great man left home following a violent row with his grandmother, who, as you may remember, took the courtesy title of Dame Nellie Lump following her marriage to Prince Boris of Karloff, which was declared null and void by the Fleetwood Trawlermen's Association because he didn't have enough stamps on his card. It was then that he decided to follow his brother.
What for?
He'd pinched his overcoat. And at long last, his work was being recognised. The great Sir Henry Wood allowed him to walk along his promenade, and at the Salzburg Festival, he was given the honorary title of Twozza.
Bring back the cat!
Wasn't she at Shea Stadium? On October the 21st, 1886, he put both legs round the back of his neck and said, "Now, the position is this." Without a doubt, I think it's true to say that this man, this great Englishman, wrote the most expressive piece of music that this country or the world as a whole has ever known.
This great piece, which he dedicated to his wife, who was also a great piece, this music, well, expresses the feelings in all our hearts at this moment, and I want you to listen. I want you to listen, friends, and remember a great man. See, it says here in the paper, there's a man in Sheerness. He's 89, and he's...
married his landlady's daughter, age 19. I've read it.
Oh, I see there's a fellow here, bought a second-hand car for £53.10.
Opened the boot and found 150 quid. I've read it.
Have you?
Yes.
Bakery night workers have had another...
10 shillings a week, added to the 15 shillings increase suggested by the National Prices and Incomes Board. Oh, no, I've read it.
The 53-year-old Shah of...
Kuala Lumpur left London Airport by air this morning for Bermuda, also on board.
Here, don't you ever do any housework? No wonder me dinner's never on time. You must be sat in the chair all day reading the paper. Blazes, Kate... The police are anxious to trace...
the man who stole a service revolver from an army officer's car which was parked...
It was me! It was me!
No!
Yes!
It's a bright, warm, sunny afternoon and two songwriters have left their stuffy office to sit on a bench in the park and write the lyrics of a new romantic song.
You see, what we want... see, what we want for this song, Lionel, is something really romantic.
Yes, yes. Something really sloppy. Sloppy, Norman. Mm. How about this? I love you more than words can say. I think about you every day.
Yes, yes. If you and I should ever part... I'm sure that it would break my heart.
Your hand in mine.
Your lips divine.
Oh, say those lips are always mine.
They're yours, my darling. Kiss me sweet.
Hello, hello, hello. May I make so bold as to ask what is going on here?
Oh, well, we're writing a song,
Oh,
Constable.
Yes, very yes. Like you, yes.
Yes, writing a song.
I think you both better come along with me to the station.
No,
writing
no,
a
song.
Writing
a song. Dearly
me, what next?
No,
I've heard some elements.
Behind every door in almost every home, you'll find someone with a problem. Let us help you with your problem. Let us help you to find peace of mind. Here is your friendly philosopher, Dodfrey Grin.
Hello to you. You know, I very often think to myself how terribly lucky some of us are. This morning, when I awoke, I looked out of my window and I saw the daffodils blooming. And I thought to myself... just look at those blooming daffodils. I want you to share my garden with me. As you are aware, I'm extremely fond of my garden, particularly roses. And when you've been nurturing roses as long as I have, they grow on you. It was such a gorgeous day that I strolled out into the garden and sprayed insecticide on my broccoli. I stood there and I thought to myself, gosh. Yes, I did. I thought, gosh. Naughty of me, I know, but I didn't care. Gosh, I've said it again. Sometimes my mind turns to those people less fortunate than myself. People with problems.
Dear sir, I'm sorry to have to tell you, but the teeth that you made for me are much too big.
Now, Now, this letter is very sad.
Dear sir, I'm a pimply youth. The pimple cream which I bought from you in all good faith is a swizz. I've swallowed about 6 spoonfuls and I'm still as pimply as ever.
Tears for souvenirs are all you've left me. Memories of a love you never met. I just can't believe you could forget me. After all those happy hours we spent, tears have been my only consolation. But tears can't mend a broken heart, I must confess. Let's forgive and forget. Turn our tears of regret once more to tears of happiness. Tears have been my only consolation, but tears can't mend a broken heart, I must confess. Let's forgive and forget. Turn our tears of regret once more to tears of happiness. Give and forget, turn our tears of regret once more to tears of
D-Day, D for disaster, brought to you by the world's worst, Britain's balmy band of bunglers. Those poor, unfortunate men who could never do a thing right. Men like Al Varley Dodd, the BBC's worst ever programme announcer.
And you can hear Billy Cotton again next week at the same time.
The world's worst private detective, Simon Dodler, alias the Saint, searching for clues.
Where's my shirt? Where's my shirt? Where's my shirt?
I'm not surprised. You live next door.
Who are
you?
And here is a heartwarming story about a young man who firmly believes that the age of chivalry hasn't passed. He sees himself as a modern-day knight in shining corduroy trousers. And his mission in life is to champion the cause of the little man and his fight against 20th-century tyranny.
Thank you. Thank you very much, fair damoiselle. My name is Arthur. Arthur Knight. And I'm dedicated. I'm definitely dedicated, missus. I'm carrying out a crusade on behalf of the little man.
Three cheers, my little beauty. He's an Aristide. Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray!
Well, well.
Now, as you know, I'll always do my best for the Diddy people.
Ah, sure, and me jabers. Us Diddy people, Your Honour, we're always being put on and sat on and begorra, sure enough, if there's any more of it, I'll marmalise them. I'll marmalise them. Now, there's no need for fisticuffs, my little giddies. Let him do it, is why? Oh, sure, I'm terribly sorry. It's terribly sorry that I am, Your Honour. I'm terribly sorry, Your Honour, I am that.
That's quite all right, Mick.
Tar, very much.
Adam. Not at all, my beauty.
Sure, you're very kind, my little tater.
Have you finished?
Sorry, my little darling. Now then, tell us what happened.
Tell us what happened.
Very well, I will. Now, this is a typical tale. This is a typical tale of the moguls. The moguls of the machine age trying to crush a little man. It all began one night when I was spending a quiet evening at home painting murals. Oh! Sorry, mule. It was getting late, so I picked up a 4-pound hammer and put the cat out. Suddenly, the telephone went. I was all over the place looking for it. Hello?
Please help me. I'm in terrible trouble. I'm going to be evicted from my wee home with the Invercorkie Leaky Council.
I can't stand by and let them do this to you. This sounds like a job for Arthur Knight. What a terrible shock, Jock. Don't worry, Cock. Stay as firm as a rock, Jock. I'll be there as soon as I can, Cock. The following day, I arrived to start my crusade in Invercockie Leaky, and knowing my poor unfortunate friend Jock to be a true Scot, I knocked on his cottage door with a 16-foot plastic model of Dr. Finlay.
Come in!
The sight that greeted me was unbelievable. There before me, sitting cross-legged on the floor, was an old Highlander soaking his bagpipes in warm olive oil.
It keeps them supple, you know.
I can imagine. Now then, here, Jock, why are they turning a poor old man like you out into the street?
It's the rent. I'm afraid I've got a little behind.
I hadn't noticed. How much is the rent?
An exorbitant sum. I couldn't possibly expect you...
Now, you must let me worry. You must let me worry about things like that, Jockey. It's my mission to help poor old cock, poor old gentleman like you. How much?
8 and 6 pence.
8 and 6? For a rotten 8 and 6 pence, they're going to chuck you out into the street, lock, stock and sporran. I've never heard of anything so... And the whole thing is... I'm too disgusted for words. There's only one thing for it. I simply must have a quick burst on my banjo. By Jove, I needed that. Now then... Now then, let's get down to facts.
Come on out of there!
Who is them? They've come to put me out.
I know you're in there, you great hairy Highlander.
Don't let him in. Don't let him in. Barricade your kilt. Leave this to me. Here, who do you think you are?
I'm from the council office. I'm on a mission.
On a mission? That's a funny name for a council officer. On a mission. And that leather suit looks ridiculous on you. Why can't you leave this poor old cock alone?
He's not harming anyone.
He's not harming anyone?
He's just a poor, harmless old Highland gentleman.
He's just a poor, harmless old Highland gentleman.
Rather than see him without a roof over his head, I'll pay the rent out of my own pocket.
Rather than see him without a roof over his head, I'll pay the rent out of my own pocket.
What a wonderful, kind-hearted man you are, sir.
How much is it?
£97.14 and 6 pence halfpenny.
£97? Yeah, I thought you said it was only 8 and 6 a week.
So it is, but I haven't paid any since 1948.
Oh, well. Very well, then. Very well. I'll show you that the milk of human thingy hasn't turned sour. Here is my cheque for the rent.
Oh, boy, I've got a right onion here, haven't I?
What can I say? How can I repay you? Have a cup of tea.
Oh, no thanks, Jock. Actually, you gave me one when I arrived.
So I did. That'll be another 4 pence, please.
As I left the old man in Invercockie Leaky, safe in the knowledge that he could stay in his little cottage free from worry, I felt a warm, happy glow inside. I'd helped somebody. I wondered what he was saying at that very moment.
Right now. Here's 30 for you, son.
Thank you, Father. We've done it again.
And 30 for you, Lulu.
Oh, Tarpa.
Right, well, we'd better clear out of this dump and get back to our own house. I even got another 4 pence off him for the tea.
I'm glad I was able to help him. I hate to see people being cheated. If I can help somebody as I go. Tatty bye, everybody. Tatty bye. Tatty bye. Tatty bye, everybody. Tatty bye.
completely bemused by The Ken Dodd Show. So, John Lurie, Patricia Hayes, Graham Stark, Dave Berry and the Cruisers, and Judith Chalmers. Dodd's Dilly Orchestra, leader Julian Guyard, did their best to keep up with Malcolm Lockyer. Eddie Braben and Ken Dodd found the script in a pub, and the show, which was recorded, was produced by Bill Worsley, who is now sobbing his heart out in the corner.